territory at the 34-yard line. First and 10 is a handoff to Welton around the left end. He's to the 30-yard line, has the edge inside the 20, cuts inside at the 15, still on his feet, and dives across the 10-yard line for a big 24-yard gain for Roman Welton, finally brought down by Martin Messing out of the secondary.
Well, this Bearcat offense has really hit their stride here, found a groove. Everybody is working very well. The offensive line dominating in this game hasn't mattered if it's been Welton, if it's been Brown, if it's been Wright. They've had lots of holes to run through, and these running backs don't need a lot of room to make big plays, and this whole team has been running on all cylinders, especially in the second half.
First and goal from the 9-yard line for Ubley. T formation. Wright hands it off through the middle to Derek Brown. He gets down to about the 7-yard line before forward progress is stopped by number 81, Martin Messing. Second down, goal to go from the 7-yard line.
Nathan Keller, the ball carrier there for the Bearcats.
My apologies on that one. That's why I keep you around, Dave. Minute 28 left in the third quarter. Ubley leads 34-14, but they're knocking again.
Regardless, another nice gain on first down for the Bearcats, making it look easy, but the Hatchets need to make a stop here, need to force a turnover or keep the Bearcats out of the end zone at least.
There's the snap, and it's going to be another handoff to the right side this time now to Derek Brown. Gets down to the 8-yard line. Actually, no gain on that play. Stop by Tommy Morneau. Third down, goal to go from the 8.
So far, when they've needed a play, Clark, in this situation on third and 8, they went to play action in the first half. In the second half, they've gone with Jeffrey Wright around the outside. Very curious to see what the offense decides to do here on third and 8 with a 20-point lead on the road.
Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. Ubley facing a third and goal from the Bad Axe 8-yard line. 34-14, Bearcats lead by 20. Working off the right hash, and there's
ball's
a fumble
loose
on the play. And it appears that Bad Axe front line dove on it as fast as possible. And it's a turnover for Ubley. Bad Axe recovers with 21 seconds left in the third quarter at their own 9-yard line. Exactly the break the Hatchets need in the second half, and they make Ubley pay and keep them out of the end zone just before the end of the third.
Well, they got a little ahead of themselves. Jeffrey Wright pulls his right foot away from the line of scrimmage. Gets a little ahead of himself. The ball doesn't quite get into his hands. He pulls away from the center. The ball goes right to the ground and takes a Hatchet bounce, kicks towards the defensive line, and the Hatchets all over it, recover the football, and get a big turnover late in the third quarter.
Hatchet offense back on the field. Tyman Morneau keeps it for himself around the left end and gets across the 15-yard line out to the 17. He's going to be shy of the first down marker by about a yard, stopped by number 23, Roman Welton, with 5 seconds left in the third quarter. This is going to complete the third quarter with a score of Ubley 34, Bad Axe 14. Fourth quarter coming up from Bad Axe, Michigan on the WLEW Sports Network.
Thumb Area Farmers and Truckers, Countryside Sales and Services Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
And on to the final act, fourth quarter, 12 minutes around the clock. It's still a 20-point ball game, 34-14, but Bad Axe recovers a fumble on their own 8-yard line to get the offense back on the field. Cass City finally has a final against Carroll, 71-6. Cass City beats Carroll in week number 9. Second down, 1 yard to go for the Hatchets from their own 12-yard line. Quads to the left, Nolan to the right. Morneau in the pistol, rolling to his right, and is going to keep it for himself. Going to the outside, across the 20, down to about the 23-yard line, where he's forced out of bounds by number 20, Derek Brown. Excuse me, number 30, Anthony Sweeney, and at number 68, Dan Rakowski on the lateral speed. It's not enough to stop him before the first down marker. Time Morneau picks up another first down. He's out to the 25-yard line, first and 10.
Maddox ran that play in the first quarter. Four receivers to the left of Morneau, none to the right. That's where they run the option to the right, and there was nothing there. But John Messing decides to leave his position, pick up the block, and it springs Morneau around the corner for a first down.
And it's a run to the left side. Morneau out to about the 29-yard line. A pickup of 4 yards, second down, six to go, as the Ubley front line stopped him, but not until after a 4-yard gain.
At designed run, the snap goes right to Morneau, and instantly he goes to his left. Number 82, John Messing, as his lead blocker, picks up a block. Morneau goes around him and gets tackled for a nice gain on first down. So the Bearcats now noticing the hatchets running to the outsides. It's going to start to force them to leave the middle of the field, which is exactly what Tommy Morneau wants.
Three receivers now, four receivers to the right. Morneau on the keeper to the right. He's across the 30, gets out to about the 35-yard line, still on his feet, and runs out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Jeffrey Wright was there to force him out, and that's going to be enough for a first down, an 11-yard gain for Time Morneau. Moves the chain, stops the clock with 11:05 left in the fourth quarter. It's Ubley 34, Bad X 14.
Here's what we were talking about just a little bit ago. Bad X needs to find something on this Ubley defense and expose it and keep doing it. And that's what they're doing right now. They're finding running lanes to the outside.
24 carries for 188 yards for Tommy Morneau. First and 10, trips to the right, and it's a bad snap. Morneau picks it up and passes it anyway, and this one's underthrown to John Messing coming out of the backfield, trying to get downfield. And Bad Axe just lucky this one did not result in a turnover.
Yeah, that ball laid right down for Morneau to pick it up. But they ran this play before where they run read option, and it's a play-action pass. And the late receiver is John Messing. He sneaks out of the backfield to the opposite side of the play. And when Morneau picked up the ball, he threw it in that direction, but threw it behind him. And it's probably a good thing because number 11, Jeffrey Wright, had good coverage.
Buddy McLeod in motion to the near sideline. Morneau back to pass in the pocket, throws it downfield to the 30-yard line. And a nice pass, but it cannot be brought in at the 33-yard line. Pass was intended for 20, Jack Thompson, a 5'10", 135-pound senior. Third down, 10 yards to go from the 39.
Now that's another drop. That's a second one for Jack Thompson. That ball was very well thrown by Morneau and into the arms of Thompson, but as he hit the ground, the ball squirms loose, and now it's third and 10. The Hatchets had a good thing going on the ground. They go to the air twice, and all of a sudden it's third and 10.
Trips left, one to the right. Morneau rolls to his left looking to pass. Passes to his right to open John Messing, and he brings it in about 2 yards past the sticks for a first down into Ubley territory at the 49-yard line. They needed 10. They got 12 on the pickup. First and 10.
It's a wheel route, Clark, but it's a swing back wheel route again. Is the whole play is designed to go to the left, and Morneau stares down the left side and then turns around and quick throws to the right where Messing comes out of the backfield. It's worked a couple times tonight for a first down.
And a timeout called by Ubley with 10:45 left in the fourth quarter, 34-14. Ubley leads by 20. Bad Axe with the ball.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Tommy Morneau on first and 10 from the 49-yard line breaks free past the line of scrimmage and then some into the Ubley red zone and all the way down to the 3-yard line. a 46-yard pickup for Tommy Morneau and the Hatchets. And